The two bickering billionaires, Pritzker and Ken Griffin, they don't like each other.
I told him to deploy the National Guard, and he goes, it won't look good for there to be men and women on Michigan Avenue with assault weapons. If that saves the life of a child, I don't care. And he doesn't care.
The governor fired back, not once, not twice, but three times now.
Well, let's remember that Ken Griffin brought you Bruce Rauner. Ken Griffin was his biggest supporter. He was also a major supporter of the folks who brought you the insurrection on January 6th and the people who supported Donald Trump, not to mention he was a major supporter.
Well, that is not an accurate statement. This is accurate. Downtown shootings are up 220% this year. Even Ken Griffin himself said he counted 25 bullet holes in a window of a storefront where he lives about 5 weeks ago. He said he might take his company and the $38 billion in assets to New York City. Since then, in 5 weeks, 400 people have been shot and wounded here in Chicago, 75 have been shot and killed. Now let's welcome a returning guest, a terrific writer for Patch.com, recipient of a Pulitzer Prize, also the producer, writer, and narrator for another great series, Chicagoland, on CNN. Mark Conkle is back here on a dark, cold Monday afternoon. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just like the weather and the darkness.
Yeah, dark, cold, crabby. So yeah. You're right in this column. I paraphrased this before the news, saying that essentially Pritzker would not be talking about crime in Chicago specifically if it wasn't for this little give and take with Ken Griffin. He'd be trying to sidestep it entirely, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's been sidestepping it. If it wasn't for Ken Griffin, who I don't really agree with on everything, I don't think I agree with everybody on anything, but, you know, if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for a billionaire saying, who's way richer than Pritzker, that he's going to, you know, he's willing to waste as much money as he wants to try to get him out of office, Pritzker would not be paying attention to this, just like he hasn't been paying attention to violence in Chicago. I think one of the most interesting things is after Griffin, asked, well, what's your plan to reduce the spiral of death and violence and mayhem in the streets? Pritzker's PR operation said, well, we declined to comment. There isn't one. And I think that is going to be the big issue that could get Pritzker thrown out of office.
Can't Pritzker just say, Mark, can he say, look, talk to the mayor of the city of Chicago. If she wants me to deploy the National Guard, I will. If she needs more money, if she wants more state police on the expressways, I can do that. But this is a mayoral issue, not a gubernatorial issue. Crime in the city of Chicago.
I mean, he could say that, but what kind of answer is that to people whose votes that he takes for granted? You got to remember, 40% of the vote comes out of Cook County. Most of Cook County is in Chicago. And, he got 88% of the vote, when he beat Rauner out of Cook County. I mean, to throw up your hands and say, well, that's not my problem when he's the one going up for election, that's foolish politics. And, bringing in the National Guard is a bad idea. I don't agree with Ken Griffin on that. But having the state partner with the city in a non-political way to combat violence makes a whole lot of sense, but that's not happening. We talked about that a week or so ago. And I actually got a call today from Governor Rauner, who was telling me that, who Griffin might be backing is someone we haven't heard of yet, that maybe he's trying to talk somebody into running.
I thought you had a really cliffhanger at the end of your column day at Patch.com. Instead of going out there and trying to find a Republican that's palatable, why not look within the Democrat Party for somebody to challenge Pritzker?
Well, the thing about Griffin is, he leans Republican. He did give Rauner money, even though Rauner's a billionaire and, self-funded $100 million of his own campaign. Pritzker's comments on that are completely disingenuous. But, Griffin also backed Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton. So he seems to be a guy who really doesn't like Pritzker and wants him out of office. And I think the way to make Pritzker spend, a lot of money to have conflict throughout the primary and the general is to find an outsider Democrat who feels the same way that that Griffin does about, oh, Illinois deserves a governor who is interested in stemming violence in Chicago, you know, the economic engine of the state, the tourism, you know, mecca of the state, you know, the major funder of everything that happens in Illinois. And I think that would be the way to go. I don't think that will happen. But if it did, I think that would be the smart move if you had some kind of centrist moderate who was going to go after the politics of Pritzker. I think
Well, you better. Do you have any names in mind? I mean, you'd have to have somebody who is already known, I would think, has some sort of name recognition. You would have to have somebody that has been out there on a statewide basis previously. I'm thinking of one man in particular right now, but he's running for Secretary of State, and that would say, all right, sign on this dotted line, Ken Griffin. I'll be your guy here within the Democrat Party. I'll take on Pritzker on a primary level, and as long as you back me with that pocketbook of yours, I can move him out of the way. I don't think there's any Republicans that can take on Pritzker.
No, I don't think so either. I think that's why Pritzker's got such a mocking tone. You know, he thinks that, well, these, you know, Trump Republicans don't have a shot against them. They don't have the money, even with they have a mountain to climb in Chicago. But if you had someone, you know, who could get Democratic votes in Chicago, some of them, you know, the machine is going to go for Pritzker, but also draw in the suburbs and downstate where there's another 40% of the vote, you know, especially in the Metro St. Louis area. You know, I don't know who that would be up. You know,
I think you do. I think you have a name in mind, but you're holding it for your next column.
Yeah, maybe not the next column, but we'll see where it goes. But
oh, come on, you know, come on. That's a really interesting parlor game.
On your show as much as possible.
I know. Here's what you wrote. Last line: shock everyone. Round up a Democrat who, unlike Pritzker, cares enough to make fighting Chicago's shooting problem a top priority for our state. Boom. All right, who?
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to wait and see.
Is this your next docu-series? Oh, okay. All right. So I'll wait and see. But that's very interesting. I mean, it's becoming such an issue. My wife talks about it constantly. She used to have a little, she used to live in the city for years, and she had a business on Rush Street right at Oak. And every time she sees one of these gangs hit these retailers, nobody stops them. Nobody says a word to them. They take their own sweet time, and they come in 15 or 20. They split up, jump into two or three stolen cars, and run for the hills. And, you know, the police they're overwhelmed. I mean, it's going to become, and I know that there's people in your neighborhood on the south side, on the west side, saying, hey, enjoy it. You're getting a little taste of the medicine we've been dealing with for decades, finally, in River North and downtown. How do you like it? Finally, you're noticing we have a problem of crime in this city. I understand that argument. But now it's getting really, really serious. And I don't know where the problem is with the rank and file of the police, or the police union, with Kim Fox, or the mayor, or with the governor. But somebody better start working on a plan, because we're not going to be Detroit tomorrow. But we better be careful we don't head in that direction, because that's a slippery slope, and it can go quick. When things start going real bad, anarchy can take over very, very quickly.
Well, another thing to think about, I want to throw it out there, is like, you think about Pritzker's policies. He took the marijuana business out of the hands of street drug dealers, and he gave it to rich white people, and that takes out, an underground economy from these areas where, you know, violence has always been existed, and where does the crime business go? I mean, some of this is about equity too. I think that if you don't build back these neighborhoods that have suffered under the hands of, you know, neglect from the state and the city for so long, you know, we're creating our own problem. And some of the answer has to be that, is how do you create, you know, stable neighborhoods? And, you know, none of that's the kind of conversation that should and could come out of Springfield, especially since, you know, they get the funnel of money from the feds and they distribute it around. And in Pritzker's case, they distribute it around politically. So there's a lot about Pritzker. You know, everybody seems to think like, oh, he's unbeatable because he's a billionaire and a Democrat. Well, remember Rauner won against Pat Quinn. We'll see. But, you know, you've got two billionaires going at it, and I think that this is good for Illinois, no matter how it shakes out.
Yeah, I had a guest on Friday who said, you know, it's my jealousy showing through that I resent billionaires. But this is actually very good because they move the needle and they bring up a discussion, even if it's ridiculous political ads. They promote discussions of issues. Did I see that you were congratulating Culver's for moving into the Pullman neighborhood? Was that you?
Yes. I think I gained 3 pounds. So I'm going for a long walk today. But, yeah, Culver's is good. I don't think I've ever been to Culver's before, but it's good. It's expensive.
I'm a fan, though. Culver's is very, very, very good. Well, if you're going for a walk tonight, keep your eye on a swivel, Mark.
You too, John. You're downtown.
I'm a little further north than downtown, but when I am downtown, I certainly keep my head on a swivel. Thank you, Mark. We'll read more at thepats.com. Appreciate you jumping on.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.